いハゲデブド S 赤ちゃんとのスカトルプレイに死んだ目で従事するだけですし。
Alright, everyone, on that note, this is Grimm's Hentai Corner, and we're back with Ego Spark. Okay, guys, so I'm gonna do something different. I'm gonna kind of go back to what we used to do with these novels, and I'll kind of make an announcement. But, I'm thinking about doing it like this. So, basically, instead of doing one different novel a week, different novel every day, we're gonna try to do, like, an entire week of one novel, so we can actually start knocking them out, right? So, I'm thinking about doing that. An hour a novel every week, every day, until we get to, you know, the point where I feel like maybe doing 2 hours. It depends on, you know, the... Basically, for those who remember, Sakura Nomori Dreamers, we used to do it like that. And a lot of you guys really checked that out because I was constantly doing it. So now that I'm all over the place, a lot of you guys are kind of scattered. Because you're like, oh, well, when are we ever going to get the other part of this? So I'm going to make the rules here as to which ones we're going to do as far as the weekly ones. But I am going to go ahead and try to finish as many as we can. After all, we finished Great Deceiver, so that's good. That's another one down. And now we're going to work on finishing Ego Spark, which is even shorter than Great Deceiver. So let's go ahead and get started. It's an improvement from laying there with dead eyes as I endure baby scat play with that gross, bald, fat, sadistic freak. Come to think of it, I'm not even the one who gets the short end of the stick in the letting Hajime become a houseplant scenario. Shouldn't you be on your knees begging me for sex right now? Not gonna beg from a sex robot now. Come on. Kuh, you're the worst. I hate it. I hate Ego. I hate Ego's stupid smug face staring down at me. No matter how much I hate it, if she's right, then I really am the one in trouble here. All this talk about vegetables and houseplants is freaking me out. It leaves me with no choice. Fuck, I swear you told me sex wouldn't be necessary when I signed on to this. This is fraud. You're a damn swindler, robot. Ugh! It's very unbecoming of a grown man to be sulking like this. We're in the same boat here. I ran away specifically to avoid having sex. If only a certain someone hadn't broken my dear antenna, we wouldn't be in this mess. Ugh. Still, that doesn't change anything. Letting my former user get turned to scrap would give me nightmares, so I'd rather avoid it. As such, I'll let you have sex with me without even begging on your knees. Now I'm gonna get turned to scrap, so I don't have to worry about being a vegetable anymore? Ego apparently having given up on me, flops onto the bed. Ego's at least right that this isn't her fault. I feel like I'm getting slowly roped into something bigger than I ever agreed to, but no matter where it leads, I'm responsible for being careless and crashing into her in the first place. Plus, despite me being the one that broke her, I've benefited from her being broken. She's even said that she doesn't want to have sex with me either. Yet, in spite of that, she's willing to do it for my sake. If there's one thing I hate about you more than anything else, it's how wishy-washy you are. Just make up your mind. Do you want to have sex with me or die? You're right. I only have one real choice here. Let's have sex. Sex is at least better than dying. Well, your wishy-washy attitude is still ticking me off, but... I did rope you into this so I can take responsibility and bear with it. Ego rolls over on the bed. Ha! Gotta do what I gotta do. If Ego's resolved herself for this, I should resolve myself too. I let out a large sigh and climb onto the bed. If we could begin refueling my energy then. Like before, I could do without you being needlessly considerate. We can skip the foreplay. Ego faces me on the bed with a stern expression. She really does have a nice body. Her skin is a beautiful pure white and her build is pretty nice. She's got a solid ass and great tits, obviously, but her entire body is well sculpted to be thin, but not too thin. I once again find myself praising the engineers behind modern sex droids. I try placing a hand on her weighty chest. Boing! 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 Holy shit, this thing is soft. Even I, who have touched breasts and numerous... That's not what that's supposed to say. Even I, who have touched breasts as numerous as the stars in the heavens, am impressed. It's soft, but also has a nice stretchiness to it. The sensation is absolutely sublime. It feels realer than the real thing. I think I'd take groping this over a real titty any day of the week. Were you listening to a word I said? I believe I told you that we don't need to waste time with foreplay and whatnot. I am manufactured in such a way that my crotch will automatically moisten when needed. Oh wow! I'll buy one! I'm sure doing this is just as unpleasant for you as it is for me, so please stop. No, actually... What is it? It doesn't work like that, does it? Look, I'd love to just move along with it too, but no matter how much I say, you're up, son! The little guy down there isn't just gonna step up to the plate. Eh? Just how pathetic are you, Hajime? Your unemployment has ended your life as a person, and now you're to tell me you're not even good as a breeding animal? How do you even go on living like this? Knock it off. Men have feelings too, you know. You'd have to be in the middle school. Excuse me, you'd have to be in middle school to be able to get it up randomly. At this age, shouting, "All rise! Bow!" isn't making anyone come. Why do you have to be so difficult? Fine, I'll help out as much as I can, so get that worthless son of yours up to bat. Ego places her fingertip on her chest.
I'm
gonna come! She doesn't seem that enthused. Just for the record, are you serious or messing around right now? Is my support not making you more excited? Maybe if I had a fetish for bad acting. I know, since you're a former host, maybe something like this would be more your speed. Come on, Hajime, show me what you got! Get that thing up, up, up! Are all modern sex droids this stupid? I thought that maybe a tasteful joke would be able to put you at ease, but I see you're too much of a mental virgin even for that. Do you think you're the only one of us taking this seriously, Hajime? I still have no idea how to tell when you're joking. Her tone barely changes and her expression is deadpan. Plus, her word choice can get pretty vulgar when she's kidding or serious, so identifying her jokes is an S-rank difficulty mission. Whatever. If this isn't helping, you can just keep groping me, I suppose. I don't enjoy it, mind you. But I can endure until we overcome this crisis. Just don't expect me to play along and give you the reactions you're hoping for. It's fine for tuna that costs thousands of yen a slice to lay there and do nothing. But I don't think the same can be said about sex robots. Oh well, she still works as a pretty high quality fleshlight. I can basically just masturbate using her. That's right, I'm Daigoro. Managing to come even after terrible sex is my specialty. Bing! If I can just get hard, I've already won! Let's do this, Daigoro Jr. You've hunted every monster on the board. You can do this. Compared to the battles you've been through, some expensive dead fish is nothing. Sucking up my pride and joy, I continue rubbing Ego's breast with my hand. Huh? Ego lets out a completely uncharacteristically cute voice. Is she actually responding to my groping? Despite all that big talk from just a few seconds ago? Seriously? I start fondling both of her breasts. I also try squeezing her nipples between my fingers a shot. Her nipples start perking up. Her crotch is wet enough that you can tell just at a glance. Is she actually way more sensitive than she lets on? She has to be. She seemed to really feel that kiss from before, too. Just for the record, I hardly feel a thing right now, understood? I'm just getting wet so that I can have a smooth and easy recharge. Sure thing. The cooperation's appreciated. I squeeze her breasts more forcefully. Meanwhile, I rub her nipples with my fingertips until they're completely stiff. Ego's body jolts. That's enough, don't you think? She starts giving some pretty entertaining reactions as I play around with her tits. She's gonna be really sensitive to fondling if she's reacting this much. All of her bluster from before is pretty cute in retrospect, knowing how susceptible she actually is. I start having fun as I use Daigoro's patented finger techniques to make her moan more and more. Stop it! Don't make me waste energy! Come on, I can see you're already hard, just stick it in and come already! Whoops, my bad. Got a bit carried away there. I stopped fondling your breasts. Like she said, my boy's all perked up and ready to go. Ego herself is plenty wet enough to proceed. We're both locked and ready to go for sex. I'm about to run out of energy here. Do it already. Stick your penis in. Right. Now then, shall we begin, Ego? Her defeated begging is pretty cute too, honestly. I shift our clothes and aim my cock straight at her. This is more than I imagined. Ego. The hell's up with this? I'm quickly taken in by her warm, wet pussy. Nah, that doesn't really do it justice. It's like the softest thing in the world is vacuuming in my cock full force. The suction doesn't hurt one bit, though. It feels good. Not just good, even. This is incredible! So this is what a cutting-edge sex droid is capable of? I find myself gritting my teeth, trying to endure the overwhelming wave of pleasure. What do you think of my crotch? I see even a former ace host like you is so overwhelmed by pleasure that you can barely speak, can you? Oh, yeah? You're one to talk. Don't wiggle it around like that. My spine down to my hips is trembling with pleasure. I twitch my cock without thinking about it, causing Ego's pussy to recoil in response. It feels so good I can barely move. I've lost control of how many women I've slept with, but this is the first time I've experienced pussy like this. Haven't you had enough? You don't need to show off your endurance, just ejaculate already. I'm a sex droid, so I won't make fun of you for being too fast or whatever. I understand just how much you wish to experience my divine body, but... Perhaps if it feels so good you simply cannot move, I wouldn't mind being the one to move so long as you cry and beg me to? Ego taunts me from above. Ha! You're all talk. I'll show you who's gonna end up crying and begging for mercy. I grip my teeth even harder and begin gently swaying my hips. Ah, trying so hard to thrust your hips, are we? How adorable. Yeah, so cute. That's why you're absolutely quaking with it with every thrust. Isn't it? Is it? I'm sure that's why you're completely soaking wet, too. Those are merely functions of my body as a sex droid. I just do that automatically so as to please the man I'm with. It has nothing to do with how I personally feel. Ego's obvious lies continue. She's really trying to act tough. Excuse me, she's really trying to act so tough despite how clearly sensitive she is. Cutting edge AI my ass, it's hard not to find her sheer stupidity endearing. Besides, you're one to talk. You're about to come, aren't you, Hajime? Don't hold back. Wouldn't it be better for the both of us if you just did already? Why, you already at your limit? No matter what you say to me, I refuse to come. Obviously, this is bluster. I'm at my limit, too. Ego's insides are all soft and squishy and warm. This pussy is fucking crazy. It's sucking on every square centimeter of my penis so intensely that even the slightest movement causes my hips to tremble. Ooh! The engineers that built her must have run an insane number of calculations to create the perfect feel. I'm really underestimating. Excuse me. I'm really understanding the people that are obsessed with these things now. Ah, folks, I see we're not alone now, are we? Ah, now you have seen the wonder and the pleasure of this sex bot. That's why there's a flag on the profile. It's for the sex bot people. You don't need to waste any more energy with your blatant lies.
私はこのまま一晩でも二晩でも耐えられますけど。
I could endure this for a whole night, for two nights straight. We will see about that.
ですが、エネルギーの残量が心配ですか?
So please, I'm getting worried for my remaining energy reserves.
今回は引き分けということで、もう思いっきり射精していいですよ。
Let's just call this a draw, okay? Just unleash your load already.I'm fine with a draw. So come on. Just come already. Ego is desperately gripping at the sheets. Her body is quaking so intensely, I have to imagine that she's past her limit. Sadly, I've already exhausted the last of my fighting spirit, too. I have no cards left to play. Daigoro Jr. is sending up an SOS.Oh, we got 9. If that's our agreement, then very well. Nope, we got 7 on the Kumo meter. Or do we call it a chemometer? You know, because we don't call a thermometer a thermometer. So maybe it would be a chemometer. We've got a 6 on the chemometer. This is amazing. 5 minutes. 5 seconds.Are you still going? Just finish! Finish already! 3! Come on! Come already! If you don't, I might! I can't! Ego! Fine! I'm gonna come!It's so hot, there's so much! Sound a little bit like Mario, I don't think that was supposed to work. There you go! I didn't know it would be like this! It's so, so deep inside me! I'm not done yet, Ego! Amazing, there's so much! It's squirting out!That was not as bad as I'd anticipated. Right, I didn't think it was terrible either. My ejaculation finally ceases. Still inside her, we both relax our shoulders and catch our breath. If I'm honest, that felt amazing. I always took pride in just how many women I've gotten to sleep with me, but I don't remember ever having such a refreshing orgasm.It's also the first time I've ever had to exchange verbal blows with a girl I was fucking, of course. So, have you come to accept just how impressive sex droids are yet? I'm not gonna go singing the praises of sex droids as a whole, no, but... I'll admit, sex with you isn't half bad, Ego. Me, specifically? Getcha!Oh, what the hell are you doing? I find myself crying out as Ego's suction around my crotch suddenly intensifies. Her legs are wrapped tightly around my waist, so much so that I can't escape. Hey, Ego, stop it! Grr! I just came, but she starts squeezing tightly on my cock anyway. It's at the peak of sensitivity, and having it gripped like this causes me to wail pathetically.
Yeah!
You just had to say that, didn't you, Hajime? You caused a program error. Does that mean I'm gonna get my dick back or not? That's the thing. It's like, hey, if you're having sex with one of these things and you cause a program error, does that mean I get my dick or do you get it? Is it gonna be sliced off? Did I fuck something up? Uh-oh. I can't control this either. I just want my dick! Great! Now we're gonna have to extract even more energy. Huh? We have to keep going? I guess I'm not fully recharged yet. If you fully recharge me, I should be able to stop, I think. You think? Grr! I'm not exactly excited to go for a second round either, but I can't cancel once it's already begun. Besides, you're still hard. So that means you can come, right, Hajime? I'm sure a former ace host wouldn't be satisfied with just one round. Or what, Percy? I mean, you can, technically. I wouldn't store that many things in the vagina, but it is kind of... It can be used as a purse. I mean, you can put things in it. Okay, her wet pussy mercilessly stimulates my cock as she says this. Ego's right on the mark. My boy reassumes his fighting stance, ready for another round. Former ace or not, he makes me proud. Let's go, there's no turning back. Got it, let's do this. I'd better not hear you start complaining halfway through, got it? Right back at you. I'll make you come like the unsightly mess you are before you even have time to whine. The scene goes by itself, obviously. And then my audience says, "We're not stupid, Grim. We can see it moving." You've gotten used to this, I see. You too. This is even wilder than before. Just because it's round two doesn't mean it's any easier than before. If I let my guard down, she'll take me out in a second. I grip my teeth and ram Ego's insides with all my might. Hajime! You're harder than last time, you know. Oh yeah? Well, you're even wetter than you were before. You can act all detached, but I can see just how much you're loving this. In your dreams! I haven't even started to enjoy myself. Hey, stop that! That's off limits! Uh-oh. Hats off to your engineers. So even your G-spot is the same as a real human's? This is the first time. How am I supposed to know? I mean, you gotta be careful, man. It might set off a detonation switch or something, and frickin' missiles come out of her breasts and nuke some kind of building. I don't know. I'd be careful. It's like an experimental robot. You have no idea what it can do. More importantly, I don't actually feel a thing. Stop messing around. Oh yeah, how's this then? I've moved my cock around to behind her clitoris, a surefire pleasure point for any girl. Don't grind your penis against that. I don't know what might happen to my CPU. Ah! Finally, realizing a former ace's technique ain't half bad, yeah? How about this? Be a good girl and admit how great this feels, and I'll go easier on you. It doesn't feel good, not one bit. Ah! Ah! To hell with sex. Why should I have to engage in some stupid reproductive activity? Ego's entire body jolts with each stroke of my cock. Her nipples are hard as diamonds, too. Do I even have to say how wet her pussy is? Seeing how obviously this is affecting Ego, I feel like I've won a bit of breathing room for myself. How about it? You surrender? You don't get tired of running your mouth, do you? As if I'd surrender to you. Ah! Your pussy's tightening back up. Ah! I kindly request you cease taking us cutting-edge sex droids lightly, will you? You have so much confidence in your sexual prowess, yet this is all you can take? Quit with your pathetic tricks, and quick! Just squeeze out your cum already, you worm, won't you? I am quite benevolent, I'll have you know. I won't even look down on you for your pathetic display. For fuck, I don't know if I can. Her pussy is wrapped around me so tightly, I feel like I'm gonna melt. I try to grip my teeth and thrust my hips. Yet now it's Ego with a shit-eating grin on her face. This is what she's like when she gets serious? Is something the matter? Is it just my imagination, or is your pace gradually decreasing? I believe you were just bragging about the technique that comes with being a former ace, were you not? Come then, get moving! Of course, if you be a good boy and admit how great this feels, I may be willing to go a bit easier on you. Shit, running your mouth like... Ego dons a triumphant smile as she echoes my previous proclamation of victory. Still, I know that she's actually at her limit too. This is her final bluff, it has to be. Only one path remains to me. Who will come first, me or Ego? I refuse to surrender, even if it means death. It's all or nothing. Banzai! What are you? The rules of this match are simple, aren't they? Just a matter of which of us comes first. The match? Wait just a second. Don't suddenly... It's so hard, Hajime. This is bad. This is gross. You're so rough. Stop it. Stop it. I push at Ego's insides full force. Each thrust brings a sweet tingle of pleasure running from the tip of my cock through to my spine. Ego suction around my cock is so intense, she's clinging to the tip of my cock without a hair's breadth of relief. This is worse than I'd anticipated. If I lose focus for a second, it's over. I'll come. Still, my assault is clearly having an effect. I can't let up until the bitter end. I somehow find it in me to grit my teeth even harder as I send Ego's insides into a spiral. Wait. Stop for a second. If you keep this up, I'll... Ego lets out a cry of rapture, showing clearly how close she is to breaking too. Her pussy swells around me. It's doing all it can to make me come. Pleasure like none I've ever known brands itself into my skull. I know I'm at my limit, yet I find myself thrusting my hips with even more force than before. You can't go any further. I might lose. I'll lose to your penis and come. No, stop it. I'm going to come. So please go easy on me, Hajime. Heh, you finally got something cute to say. I'm about at my limit too. 9. Let's see this through to the end. I can't take anymore. Come already. I'm gonna come. Stop. He's still got 6 on the old comometer here. This feels too good. I'm losing my mind. My head is spinning. She says, I can't. She says, enough. I'm going to come. I'm going to... Me too. 1. Lift off. Hajime, your cum, it's dripping out inside of me. There's so much. Just, I'm going to come again all because you came inside of me. There's a whole lot of coming going on. Ah, there's more where that came from, Ego. Amazing. You're trembling too, Hajime. Again, I'm going to come again! Hajime, of all people, actually managed to make me come. I suppose that wasn't too terrible. Ego heaves a sigh. She stares out vacantly. I'll admit, this is the first time I've come so easily, too. So about the match, let's just call today a draw, why don't we? Fine, we can settle on calling this a draw. I suppose, thanks to how much you came, you did recharge a fair deal of my energy. Hehe, you sure worked hard here, Hajime. Good boy. Hey, Ego! Ego's crotch gives my cock one last suck, squeezing out the remaining semen. I let out a yelp at the unexpected gesture, done as if she were gently patting me on the head. I'm kind of sleepy now that my energy's all filled up. Between this and the user registration, I have a lot of data to process, so I'm gonna enter sleep mode. Do note that if you try to mess with me, I'll release an electric current as part of my automated defense systems. Sleep mode. Hey, Ego! And it's literally YouTube woman sleeps sound ASMR for 12 hours. Just like that, Ego falls sound asleep. It's almost like someone cut her power supply. So sex droids sleep normally too, eh? Blah. So sex droids sleep normally too, eh? I mutter to myself as I stare at Ego lying asleep. Things have gotten pretty crazy. Alone again, I can finally stop with the act. I really enjoyed having sex with her somehow or other. Sex in general is something I haven't experienced for a good while, but sex is fun? Not once. It's also the first time I've enjoyed ejaculating that much. As far as I can remember, at least. I guess I can admit. Sex droids aren't half bad. I feel a strange warmth in my chest as I watch her small back pumping up and down in sleep. And now I'm hungry. Yeah, my stomach growls in hunger. Right, I still haven't eaten anything since this morning. Hearing my stomach's whines reminds me of what I was setting off to do when I first ran into Ego. It's time for my recharge. I should buy something to eat. I'm freaking hungry. I can think about my next move after I grab a bite. Alright. My course decided, I quietly put back on my pants. I figure I can leave Ego alone in my bed. Careful not to wake her, I head outside. She's in sleep mode, you probably wouldn't. I guess he's not quite as bad of a person as I thought. Oh, isn't that nice? Well, this is Light Week. Even though, to be absolutely honest with you guys, Dark Week wasn't that bad. It wasn't as bad as it should have been. Yo, awake? You're, Wiener P. Johnson. Who the hell is that? It's called a joke. Naturally, I cannot forget the man registered as my user. Get a better sense of humor. Your jokes are impossible to understand. Same deal from the moment she wakes up, I see. I check my phone's clock. 10 p.m. By now, it's completely dark outside. I see I've been asleep for quite a while. You didn't attempt to rape me in my sleep, did you? I'm not Rance. If I tried to rape you and your automatic defenses didn't stop me, then what the hell are they good for? Perhaps you merely jerked off to the sight of me. Sure didn't. Whatever, the thought disgusts me anyway, so I'll choose to believe you didn't. You are my master for now, after all. Not quite sure what your definition of that word is supposed to be. Certainly doesn't sound like she trusts me. Accepting I have no choice but to keep playing the straight man, I move the conversation along. Guess this really does mean I'm your tester now. I kind of want to know what that means I'm supposed to do going forward. Huh? What the hell are you doing? It's a call from the lab. I'm going to answer. Huh? You are? Why?
Hi, こちらEgo. いえ、実験機 E5 型です。
Good evening, this is Ego. This is the E5 prototype model speaking. So sex robots have a silent mode too? I watch as Ego puts her hand to her ear and faces the wall while speaking.
Huh?
I believe I've sent the necessary report. Have you gone so senile that you've forgotten how to check a simple email, Professor? Balding old dotard. Man, you've got a tongue on you. This professor's basically got to be like her father, yeah? So she doesn't just shit-talk me, it's part of her nature. Best part of their nature. If I don't have a robot that shit-talks me, I will not be happy. I would love to have one that you go back and forth with. Or maybe she's just in her rebellious phase. AI sure is something. Oh, the customer's complaining. That's none of my business. Look, I was rendered incapable of resistance, restrained, forced to undergo a new user registration, and have already been raped and come inside of twice. Just tell the original tester the situation and I'm certain he'll understand. Hey, that's not the story we agreed to. Hajime, I'm on a call from work. Please shut up. She's mad. She's actually mad at me. This bitch is ridiculous. That was simply a poor joke, but the fact that I have already registered a user is not. I included his name in the report, Hajime Honda. I believe he would be more than sufficient as my new tester. As such, I kindly request that you officially update the tester in my file to be him. My new tester is absolutely thrilled to enjoy the heretofore unknown pleasure of sex droids, and as such should have no issue fulfilling his duties. I have nothing more to report, if you would excuse me. Now, one more thing. I have my own business to attend to here, so I will be refusing any further calls save for the case of an emergency. If you need anything, please send me an email during normal business hours. Adieu. She ends the call without waiting for a response. I think sweatshops take complaints more seriously. Jeez, can't that geezer get anything through his thick head? I wish he would just die already. It's a pretty terrible thing to say about your father. If he's my father, then isn't he the terrible one for having a child merely to force her into sexual slavery? When you put it that way, she wins the argument. Not even I've got an ace retort for that one. I jest. Parents and children joking around is proof of their loving bond, is it not? The professor is neither particularly bald nor old, actually. He is simply rather smelly and overprotective to the point of annoyance, so I'd rather not interact with him unless necessary. Take it that's more proof of your loving bond? She's really shit-talking like some rebellious girl in her teens. My heart goes out to fathers with selfish daughters. Hey, wait a second. Insults like that are proof of her bond with someone? Wait, does the same thing go for me? A bit optimistic for somebody who introduced himself by running me over, don't you think? Look, I'm sorry about that. Seriously. Like I said, I really do mean that I'm sorry. Whatever. It doesn't seem like she hates me that much anymore, so we can leave things at that for now. On another note, it would seem the professor has indeed recognized you as my new tester. I believe this means we are safe from any recovery squad suddenly knocking on your door. As such, I again request your cooperation for the coming 2 weeks. Right, looking forward to it, Ego. When she shows proper manners to me, I may as well respond in kind. So back to what I was saying before the call. What sort of stuff does being a tester entail? I was too caught up with trying to take responsibility for the accident and all the money involved. I hadn't really thought to ask for a detailed list of what being a sexdroid tester entailed. I assume if I'm testing the product, then we need data on sex, but aside from that... Well, our agreement was essentially for you to be my tester in name only. As such, I believe there should be no issue if we just spend the testing period relaxing. There's nothing in particular that you need to do. Except. Though it displeases me to say, I do request you continue to supply me with sufficient energy to continue operating. Ah, so I was right. I give a wry smile at the all too expected, yet all too unfortunate answer. Could I ask you to at least refrain from acting like you are the only one discontent with the situation? Must I once again remind you whose fault it is that during my escape, one I made because I wish not to have sex, I have now been forced into a ludicrous situation in which I have no choice but to have sex? Again, I'm really sorry about the whole antenna deal. Completely sorry. I find myself apologizing again. I can't unbreak her antenna, so she can't undergo photosynthesis, the process by which plants make food. But she's not a plant. Neither of us wants to have sex. I really don't, but if it's what I have to do to take responsibility for my actions, I'll do it. I accept my fate with a sigh. I should add that androids are also able to orally ingest food in order to produce energy, much like humans. Weird. Oh, really? However, it is far less efficient than the energy I can produce via ingesting semen. How much more efficient are we talking exactly? A single android would require more food per day than the entirety of Soze-san's family? More than it takes to feed 7 people? I was hoping that maybe it'd be the cost of feeding a cat or two, but that was wishful thinking. Back when I was Daigoro, I could have afforded to feed a dozen, maybe dozens of families that size. Now I'm unemployed. I have exactly 4,356 yen in my wallet, which is about $43. I went to the convenience store and grabbed a bento, 880 yen with tax included, while Ego was sleeping, so I had to use up part of that 5,000 yen from my shoe. Again, that's $50. From now on, you'll be eating nothing but my semen. I can't believe I actually have to live out my life as if I'm in some weird fetish doujin. Hey, I didn't say anything remotely like that, did I? Ego, having taken a peek at the state of my wallet, looks at me with contempt. Oh, so what's your plan then? You have daily expenses beyond just food, do you not? Rent, water, electricity, all that good stuff? I shouldn't have to say this, but you are not pimping me out. And I wasn't planning to do that either. I retort right back at Ego, who is already staring at me with disgust as if I had customers lined up. I've already paid for my utilities and rent this month. Our silver lining is that I can put that stuff on the back burner. What other ideas do you have? The fact that you're this broke means you probably don't have any friends you can borrow cash from. You haven't been considering selling your organs, have you? Not for a second. This sex droid needs to learn when to keep her mouth shut. She starts going off on tangents and coming up with stupid ideas as naturally as breathing. Considering she's in dire straits here too, half these ridiculous ideas might even be serious. Well, you're right that I don't have anything in mind to tackle the problem head on, but... I'll go get on my hands and knees and beg some of my former clients for money. If I get the waterworks flowing and lick their boots, I'm sure someone will take pity and throw some cash my way. Hajime, you don't really... I mean, I really didn't want it to come to this, but... I sure as hell can't think of any better ideas. That's just about the only card left I've got in my hand. Consider it thanks for the money I'll be making after this due to our arrangement. Like I said, I did sexual favors to climb my way up the ladder when I was a host. Of course, that's what led to me losing everything. That said, I absolutely swear that I myself never lied to nor scammed anyone. I may have shred some truths, sure. I definitely chose my words to suit my needs, too. It's not like I lived some completely honorable life. Still, my honesty was the one fragment of pride I clung to. Why are you willing to go so far for me? You have so many other options. You could just abandon me if you really wanted to. Ego mumbles dejectedly. We have an agreement, don't we? Besides, you ran away because you didn't want to have sex, didn't you? Even if I'm down to my last yen, I can't force you to do the very thing you're trying to escape. It'd be ridiculous. It doesn't matter if she's a robot. I don't want to break our promise. Human or not, she has her own will. I refuse to be the sort of scum that would do that to her. Fallen from grace as an ace I may be, but I still have enough pride to keep a promise with every tool at my disposal. It's so obvious to me. It's in my nature. Of course, having sex with Ego was surprisingly not terrible, but it's my fault I'm broke, not Ego's. What am I supposed to do here? Make her pay for my mistakes? Weighed against a choice like that, my dignity isn't just cheap, it's worthless. You really are hopeless, Hajime. What was that? I'm in utter shock at how much of a loser you are, Hajime. However, it is my responsibility for choosing such a loser as my tester. As such, Ego suddenly sticks her hand into her chest. Her hand searches around a moment before finally fishing something out and handing it to me. For 50,000 yen? Wow. Those are my personal savings. I shall lend them to you in lieu of rent. I thought I might find myself in a situation where I needed cash, so I snagged this from the professor's... Or rather, the company provided that cash to me to cover any fees I might incur in transit to my tester's residence. No, you definitely just admitted to stealing this. Am I really safe to use this money? No need for concern! I was holding on to it. That makes it mine. If anybody tells you that, run. Do not accept what they're offering. I'm holding on to it, so it's technically mine. Yeah. I'm sure the law agrees with that. So, sex droid morality operates on the what's yours is mine principle, I see. Moving on, it is partially the fault of my situation that you got wrapped up in all of this. A penniless and jobless loser such as yourself should accept such compensation with open arms. It's better than going off to lick the boots of the very same people who betrayed you, no? She forces the 50,000 yen into my hands. Well, this is more than enough to live on for 2 weeks, as long as we're not wasteful. Still, it shouldn't matter to her if I leave for a few hours, kiss the feet of some strangers, and then come back. I can't wrap my head around how it expresses itself, but I guess she's got some human empathy in there. Hell, this sex droid is more human than the people I used to hang out with. It's only been a day since we've met, but I think I can honestly say she's not a bad person. I'm sorry. Thank you. I'll put it to good use. I bow my head in genuine gratitude, accepting the cash. I'm just lending it to you for the record. I expect it back when you get your payment. Got it. I'll pay you back. Promise. I look her in the eyes and bow my head again. Let us pinky swear on it then. A pinky swear? Really? Ego tilts her head in confusion at my question. Is that not how one makes a promise? I mean, I guess you can, but... Excellent. Your pinky then. At a loss for words, I extend my pinky to her. She responds by wrapping hers around mine. It's a promise. Please, please, don't forget it. Ego? I look at her, muttering quietly as if contemplating something. You are forbidden from forgetting our promise until the money has been returned, understood? Do take care not to let it slip your mind. Yeah, I figured that was obvious. Did she mean something by that? Something is off about her smile. It makes me lose my train of thought. My sentence trails off. Isn't she going to be formatted once our 2 weeks together are done with? How am I supposed to return the money if that happens? I guess I'll just have to give it back to the professor she swiped it from. Then it'll make its full round trip back where it belongs. But in the end, I can't bring myself to ask and end up averting my gaze. We will only be together for a short while, but I do hope you'll humor me until it comes time that we part. Right back at ya. This time I offer my hand to her. She takes it and we share a firm handshake. Ah, that said, I don't want to be stuck with the nutritional intake of an impoverished child, so... I trust you to figure things out on that end. Is this just an indirect way of begging me for sex? As if I would beg you for anything at all, let alone sex, you jobless loser of a bastard. Right, right, sure, I don't want to fuck you either, believe me. And that was that. That's how Ego and I somehow came to an arrangement with enough room for both of our egos. From that day, we were officially bound together. There are beautiful sights to be found, even in a world like this. I'm on the roof of Hajime's apartment building. Countless stars glitter above me in the night sky. It's really, truly beautiful. I stare up at the heavens and enjoy the sight. I stand by the railing, narrowing my eyes at the gleaming lights of the city below. I felt nothing when I first awoke. The first thing I ever saw was the smiling face of the professor. He looked as if he were about to burst into tears from sheer joy. It only took me an instant to recognize his face as that of the professor's. After all, I was programmed with that knowledge. Thus, naturally, I understood my purpose the moment I woke up as well. The Erect series of robots had had 4 installments. I was the 5th, named the E5. I was to take after my sex droid sisters and make the world a better place. It was the reason I was created. I would be carrying out my program that I would have not just purpose, but proof of my own existence. That was my destiny, you could say. When I first opened my eyes, I held no doubts regarding that reality. But things change. Eventually, I came to doubt my destiny. I didn't necessarily hate the idea of having to serve others. People want sex droids. We have a purpose. Still, I wondered, was following a program really the same as destiny? Is destiny just following the path someone has laid out for you? Those thoughts were a bug, no doubt. Cell phones, TVs, cars. Even the most high-end of supercomputers, man-made machines have no purpose of their own. Yet somehow I felt a sense of self. None of my sisters had such a thing. I did, however, and so I continued to question my destiny. She became, like, Mega Woman or something? I mean, that was the whole Mega Man thing. The robot that can think and feel and act like a human. Yet, you called this bug an ego. I don't think you put much thought into it. My series number is E and my model is 5. Surely it's just a coincidence. There's no deeper meaning to it. Still, I know that, but still, I was happy. It made me so, so happy. So from then on, my bug became my ego. Alone and on the run, I was filled with nothing but anxiety. But now I know this thing I feel in my chest is a sense of self. Maybe it's the same thing that humans have, a heart. You're giving me that name. Excuse me. You giving me that name showed that to me. That name, ego. It expanded my horizons, my world. The border between the heavens above and the cluster of buildings below fills my view. I watch as this dark world is filled with light. The sun, ever so slowly ascending, begins to cast its light. The beautiful blend, seen only when the darkness of night and the light of morning melt into each other. It gradually swells, wrapping the world in its embrace. Is this thing inside of me an ego, or just a normal bug? Those words pound within my chest. Those words are unable to escape my mouth. I try once more to ask my heart for an answer. I'm sure you would be able to answer without hesitation. You who treated me like a normal person. You who showed me kindness without a second thought. That's why I refuse to forget this scenery. Even if the data that I consist of is reset, even if my heart is overwritten and my memories erased, I want proof that I, that my ego, was here. So I stand here letting the cold wind of the city nip at my skin. I stand here alone, watching the morning sun dye the city streets, and smiling all the while.
Okay, the game has started, and this is our game for the week.
Yep. We'll be playing Ego Spark for the rest of this week. So, up until about Saturday. And then we'll have something new for you on Gameplay Week, when I'll be playing a game the entire week. You'll probably guess what that is. And then, of course, I've got a special, which is going to coincide with a release. So, look forward to that. By the way, we've got some big AVN releases coming out also, so they're going to kind of mess things up a little, but we're going to try to do it, you know, the way that I have planned. So, all right, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you tomorrow with more Ego Spark on Grim's Hentai Corner. Remember, you can pick up the game right now.